day of Ashura, a day like no other. The day of Ashura, a day like no other. Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha, God's peace and blessings be upon him, said in a tradition that the day of Imam Hussein alayhi salam caused our eyes to bleed and our tears to be shed and our noble ones to be humbled in a land of sorrow and suffering, and left us with nothing but sorrow and suffering until the day of resurrection. After everything finished, after Imam Hussein died, because after the death and martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the tragedy of Ahlul Bayt was only about to begin. The tents were on fire. The children were running away. They didn't know where to go. And there were people on the backs of their horses chasing the little kids and the girls, trying to take away their jewelry. One of the daughters of Imam Hussein had some fire in the corner of her dress. She was running away. She didn't know what to do. A man who was supposed to be neutral, he says that I saw her running, so I went towards her to help her, to put out the fire. When I got there, she was frightened. Obviously, because of the things she's seen, she was very frightened. So she got up and she didn't know what to say to me. So she just said, Salaamu Alaikum. And then I told her, take it easy, it's alright, I just want to put out the fire. And he put the fire out. She says, old man, have you read the Holy Quran? These were people who were grown with the Holy Quran. She said, have you read the Quran? He says, well, yeah. She says, have you read the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us to take care of the orphans? He says, yes. She says, we are the orphans. Please don't hurt us. She says, can I ask you a question, old man? Are these people going to kill us? He says, no, I don't think so. And she says, okay, if they're not going to kill us, are they going to give us any water? They were so thirsty, she wanted water. So he takes a bowl of water and he offers that bowl to the children. He starts with the first one. She turns her head away. She doesn't want the water. You killed my father. While he was thirsty, I'm not drinking that water. My father was deprived from that water, I'm not drinking it. He offers the bowl to the other one. She turns away. The third, she turns. The fourth, and so on, up until they get to this little girl, the daughter of Imam Hussein. She was only about 4 years old. He offers her the water, and to everybody's surprise, she takes it. She takes the water, but she doesn't drink the water. Instead, she holds the bowl and walks towards the battlefield. They ask her, what are you doing? Where are you going? And she says, I heard my father cry for water. I'm taking the water to my thirsty father.